Everybody listen up. Here we're shooting another scene of action frames. Now get to your positions. Lightings?
Ready!
Cameras?
Clear!
Figurants?
Clear!
Okay, 3, 2, 1, action!
Good evening, my dear audience. Welcome to today's Info Express.
I'm your friend Jacob.
And I'm your friend Charlotte. So, Jacob, what films have we brought our audiences today?
Well, Memoirs of Geisha, a Japanese movie telling story about geisha culture, while its actors are mostly all Chinese. All right, we won't review too much about it. Leave it to the next part.
You're right. For May, many movies are about to show on the screen. First, The Avengers, Infinite War. We mentioned this movie for more than 2 weeks, but the Chinese audiences still couldn't manage to see it.
What a sad story. Next, The Megan Levy. Well, it's not about a man, but about an army dog. From the book, Sergeant Rex. The army dog's former host wrote the book to memorize a heraldic army dog.
I'm always a dog fan. And another movie to you guys about dog is Isle of Dogs, but this time an animated feature film. Oh, by the way, nobody died in the Megan Levy, so you can go to the cinema without napkins.
Yep. Though I'm a timid one, but I know many audience, including the anchors, have a special appetite toward horror movies. A Quiet Place. Telling the story about aliens intruding the Earth and people have to communicate with their hands. The IMDb gives the movie 8.1 score, second to The Black Panther.
Another interesting movie, The Perfect Stranger, is a closed group film, a little bit like The Invisible Guest. And The Perfect Strangers tells its story mostly on the dining table. A group of friends sharing the stories about their phone messages.
And the presumed Star Wars last movie, Solo, A Star Wars Story, is about to come to the screen as well. I'm not a Star Wars fan, but I can totally understand the mood and feelings of the fans.
It's exciting indeed. For the Star Wars fans, they hope the movie never reaches its ending.
Yeah, but that costs people a lot of money as well. Forget about it, I just don't get it.
What about us concluding the movie in April again at last? Though I didn't see much, but it was still an exciting month.
Oh, the Ready Player One. I saw that movie, though I was not familiar with the actors and didn't play many of the games actually, but it's still a fascinating movie.
I guess Spielberg just never let us down. And Liam Neeson's new movie, The Commuter, it has nothing to do with The Taken. The Commuter tells the story that an insurance salesman was lured into a crime by a mysterious woman. Different from The Taken, this time, this story happens on the train.
So much for the Info Express. I believe our audience can't wait to see all these movies right now.
I can't wait either. See you next time.
Bye.
Tired of a long day's work, watch a movie, relax. What's fun in the dramatic world? Have a good time. This is Action Frames.
Hello, my dear audience. Another wonderful evening to share with Action Frames. I'm Desmond.
And I'm Helen. Oh, Desmond, can you believe it? We are finally going to talk about this movie now. I've been expecting it for more than one semester.
Yeah, I remember you told us that you are a big fan of Zhang Ziyi's star film Memories of a Geisha on the first day. So let's give a brief introduction of the plot. It mustn't be a naughty task for you. I'm nearly able to recite it, don't you?
Well, nearly indeed, but I will need your aid in presenting it accurately. Our heroine Chiyo is a girl born in a seaside village with special gray eyes, like someone has poured wood into it. That's the original line in the film, so don't think I'm acting too literally soapy.
Go on.
Her family was too poor to bring her up anymore, so her parents sold her to a geisha house, where she would receive necessary trainings to become a geisha. On the night she was forced to leave, she met the first geisha in her life, Hastumamo. At that time, Hastumamo was the major incomer of the geisha house. She's gorgeous, and Chiyo was overwhelmed by her beauty at first sight. but out of jealousy for her potential rival's gray eyes and her dissatisfaction toward the bound life without freedom. Hatsumomo behaves viciously to Kyo, making Chiyo lost the opportunity to study as a geisha.
But I actually like this character more than everyone else. She lived like fire, though she has to be living like a bird in the cage. Her ignorance for real life never dies. She loves her crook boyfriend, though he depends on the money she earns. When she was found spending a nice time with him in the cabin by the mother of the geisha house, she got smashed on the face and was insulted. Hatsumono was forbidden to meet her boyfriend anymore. Her anger drove her into treating Chiyo even more harsh.
Several years after Chino was condemned to work as a servant, she met Chairman on one delivery task. She fell in love with the decent, gentle, and handsome man, so he was much older than her. She decided to be a geisha to get involved in Chairman's life, with the help of Mameha, the most successful geisha in the town, also Hatsumomo's biggest enemy. Chiyo gradually grew into a popular geisha, even assisting Mameha, her teacher.
After months of practicing noble-like manners of walking, talking, singing, and dancing, she finally performed a thrilling debut dance which won many fanatic bids for her right of the Lord. But that wasn't too lucky for Chiyo, for she had to have sex with a kinky doctor. Chiyo lost her position as a geisha and disguised herself as a woman worker. She went back to the stage at the invitation of Chairman, with the aim to comfort U.S. officers. At last, Chiyo achieved her dream to be Chairman's lover.
Sounds like a stereotype love story, right? But the morpho beauty that the great color scenes express is where the attraction of the film lies. So don't care too much about the details of the plot.
Okay, that's all for today's storyboard. See you.
Bye.
Are you tired of a long day's work? Watch a movie, relax. What's fun in the dramatic world? Have a good time. This is Action Frames.
A story like mine shall never be told. For my world, it as forbidden as it is fragile. Without its mysteries, it cannot survive. I certainly wasn't born to the life of a geisha, like so much in my strange life. I was carried there by the current. They are not the memories of an empress, nor of a queen. These are the memories of another kind.
Clip 1.
Today, Hitler demanded self-determination. For Germans living in Austria, Hitler's quest for Lebensraum, living space.
Chiu Chen, I can't find my comb. Did you find it yet?
Pumpkin, it's time to go.
I found it.
Arigato, Chiyo. Oh, I couldn't sleep last night. I was so worried about my stupid hair. Am I lopsided?
You look beautiful.
With your hair like that, you look more like a pumpkin than ever. Don't poke your neck forward like a turtle.
She's not ready. We will be late.
Poor pumpkin. Her debut, and everyone will be staring at you.
Hurry up, huh?
This time. Tune your submission before you play. When you make a fool of yourself, your big sister gets the blame. Stop crying, your face will run.
Pumpkin! Pumpkin!
Clip 2.
What a beautiful dance. Yes, Pumpkin. Her fans are so hypnotic that you never notice her feet. What is her name?
Her name is Sayuli.
Sayuli? A name as sweet as she is. I'm afraid these days even a common chambermaid can call herself a geisha. So it is nice to see such a sincere young Michael, isn't it?
What? Yes.
Surely we would like to thank Hatsumomo for her gracious compliments.
There's so much I would like to say to Hatsumomo.
Sometimes the smartest remark is silence.
What better advice to follow than your own?
Sayuri.
I was a Michael myself once.
Of course, but it's been such a very long, long,
long, long time.
I shall destroy you.
She can destroy you. She will spread rumors, stalk you from tea house to tea house, then steal your clients. Or in hopes that Mrs. Nita adopts Pumpkin instead of you.
What can we do?
We've got to outwit her. To find a place somewhere beyond her reach, where we can practice your skills without any interference. Your first summer match.
What?
Today you meet Wamura King. He's head of the Wamura Electric Company in Asuka. My client for years. We've entertained him and his partner, Nobu. We'll find Nobu quite a challenge. He does not like Geisha.
Clip 3.
Chairman Iwamura, President Nobu. This is my new younger sister, Sayuri.
Nobu-san.
Injured in Manchuria. War hero.
Sayuri, is this your first sumo match? Nobu-san will have to educate you. I cannot tell one wrestler from the next.
That's the chairman's diplomatic way of saying he hates sumo.
Did you notice our contribution? We are harnessing the power of water to bring electricity to some of the smaller villages.
It was in the newspapers, wasn't it?
With the chairman's picture, you compensate for all my shortcomings, don't you?
May I ask, how does someone harness the power of water?
You should never ask an engineer to explain a thing, because he will...
Let the girl watch sumo.
Hasumomo, the snake. Quick, turn your attention to Nobu.
But Mamehamne-san...
Hasumomo finds him repulsive. She never steal him away. Misleader, go.
Perhaps Nobu-san will be kind enough to explain the rules of the match.
Three things matter in life. Sumo, business, and war. Understand one, you know them all. And why should the geisha care if you spend your time plucking string and dancing?
I humbly beg to differ. What is sumo but a dance between giants? What is business but a dance between companies? I'd like to know about every kind of dance.
They're throwing salt to purify the ring. That man is Miyagiyama, the greatest fighter in Japan.
But he's so tiny.
Only compared to his opponent. Miyagiyama may use Hitakikomo. Are you listening?
Yes.
Hitakikomo is the movement the small combatants use to throw the larger men off balance. Victory does not always belong to the powerful. Look, there, in his eyes.
I'm afraid our time has come to a close.
Going so soon?
Not yet. I want you to see. Now, that is Hitakikomo.
I see now why you like sumo. You can never judge a man's power by his appearance alone.
Nomiha, you may bring him again.
Clip 4.
Good for him, not so good for us.
May we join you, gentlemen?
Yes, please.
Well, I could get used to this. Back home, a bath is nothing more than a quick shower, a cold towel. With a bar of light soap, right?
But here you make everything a ritual, don't you?
That is the art of turning habit into pleasure, Colonel.
Spoken like a true geisha.
If we are in business together, then perhaps we'll visit you some days. I'd like to see the United States.
I know a little game we can play. It is called Truth and Lies.
I know this game. Back home we call it marriage.
No, I am serious. Now, listen closely. Sayuri knows the rules.
I never met a woman who didn't.
Each person says two things. One is true, the other is not.
If you guess right, the liar pays the price.
Oh, so he plays to lose.
There you go. Okay, I'll go first. Let's see. One day in Sapporo, where I was born, a fisherman caught a talking fish.
The other story is true, one. I haven't even heard of it.
How would you know?
No, you drink.
If I drunk, it's all your fault.
Nobu-san, your turn, please.
I'm no match for this geisha. They are experts in the art of deceit.
I am an expert in one thing, and the one thing only, sake.
Sayuri, the truest story you know.
Once, when I was a little girl on the banks of Sunagawa, a handsome stranger was kind enough to buy me a cup of sweet ice.
I think we'd have to stop the game. If Punky drinks any more sake, she will pass out.
That is a true story.
Mamehau, Sayuri, everyone.
I am sorry.
Okay.
Are you tired of a long day's work? Watch a movie, relax. What's fun in the dramatic world? Have a good time. This is Action Frames.
Dear audience, welcome to this week Action English. I'm beloved friend Alfira.
And this is Rebecca, who is ready to share some interesting language points of this week's film, Memoirs of a Geisha.
Speaking of the film, I just really love the storyline. All the set that provided a wonderful backdrop box to such an emotional and powerful tale. Although there are a lot of mixed reviews.
Yep. I was dubious at first, but when I see the stunning scenes, I was totally attracted by it.
Mm-hmm.
The wonderful storyline which had me clutching the edge of me, Seaton sheer frustration. Zhang Ziyi was fantastic in the part of Sayuri, and she made the character very endearing and real.
I totally agree with you, but TikTok, I think we really should cut to the English learning part now.
Okay, let's get started.
Clip 1.
How old are you? She's the heir of the rooster.
When I first saw this line, I was quite confused. I think normally when people asking our age, we won't answer either with our zodiac. I even think it is a special English idiom to describe a certain age.
Yep, the year of roosters, 鸡年. Not the year of chicken.
I think there are also some controversial English translation for Chinese zodiac.
Yep, due to the confusion with synonyms during translation, some of the animals depicted by the English words did not exist in ancient China.
For example, Yang Nian, the year of goat, the year of ram, or even the year of lamb.
That sounds really funny, but I think most of the foreign major medias chose the expression of the year of goat, although there's still no certain answer for this question.
What about 鼠年, the year of mouse or the rat?
According to the Wikipedia, it is the year of rat.
What about 牛年?
The year of ox, although there are still some controversial over some of the translation expressions.
Clip 2.
I certainly wasn't born to the life of a geisha.
Be born to means 生来就享有, 注定就享有的.
This reminds me one of Lana Del Rey's song, Born to Die,
yeah.
A really beautiful song, especially with her wonderful voice.
Yep, her voice is just so attracting. Come back to our top. Be born to, this phrase is widely used in our daily life. For example, when you were a kid, you may have dreamt of being an astronaut. Back then, you will think that you were born to be an astronaut.
Be born to 还能够表达它字面的意思。 出生于什么样的环境? For example, having been born to privilege in old Hollywood, she was carrying on the family tradition of acting. 出生于过去的好莱坞名门，她继承了当演员的家庭传统. Or Georgian was born to an enslaved African mother. 乔治的母亲是一个非洲奴隶.
Clip 3.
I haven't done anything. I promise you.
Her little trick with that kimono will cost you.
In this film, we have heard the word kimono for numerous times. It means 日式和服 in Chinese. It is traditional Japanese garment.
The word kimono, which actually means a thing to wear, ki, wear, and mono, thing, has come to denote these full-length robes.
In the forthcoming Olympic Games Tokyo 2020, the organizing commitment brought a slogan called One World Kimono Project, 一个世界和服计划. They designed one piece of kimono for each country.
Yeah, I've heard of that.
and I think China's kimono is really pretty.
Yep, and time flies, so I think this is all for today's Action English.
See you next week.
Bye-bye.
Are you tired of a long day's work? Watch a movie, relax. What's fun in the dramatic world? Have a good time. This is Action Frames.
Hello, my dearest audience. It's full new day with our fresh Action Frames. I'm your friend, Sibyl.
Dear friends, welcome to enter our Action Frames. All members of this program will send the best wishes to you. We expect that you will be happy on today and have a good time.
Hey, Erin, what are you talking about? Are you just learning broadcast presiding in your free time?
There we'll talk about something we're interested in, share emotions, and listen to free music. What's more, many pieces of humor will make you happy.
Oh my god, please give me a real partner back.
Okay, that's just kidding. Shall we talk about our movie today, shall we? Don't just say those worried things and waste our audience time.
I will wage a life and death struggle after our program.
Okay, today we'll show you a famous movie in 2005, which is also the movie I like so much, Memoirs of a Geisha.
Yes, it's really a good film. The film won 3 prizes of the 78 Oscar Awards in 2006, including Best Photography, Best Art Direction, and Best Costume Design.
And now we're going to show you some interesting things during the creative process.
There was much discussion about the traditional geisha hairstyle over the time period, and the filmmaker decided to give each character a specific hairstyle that was slightly symbolic of her character.
Yeah, so Pumpkin's hair was slightly over-exaggerated with many ornaments to indicate her character's desperation to succeed. Hatsumo's hair when loose was wild, while her updo was set with sections of hair dangling out to indicate her character's disregard of tradition and her loose morals. Mameha's hair was sideswept with simple buns or generally loose over one shoulder to give her a simple, elegant appearance. Sayuri's hair was always a simple style, either in a bun, a braid, or a less exaggerated style to indicate her natural beauty and less need of elaborate styles.
Wow, you really have a detailed research. What's more, the makeup the geishas wear early in this movie. In this movie is less traditional and more modern, so that it translates to more modern audiences. A geisha of the time rarely ever fully painted her lips and would either paint the bottom lip, just the top, or partially the center of both. The both painting of lips did not come until after the 40s and 50s with the increase of Western culture and style.
It's true, and the colors on the geisha's kimono indicate their status as a geisha and give customers an indication of their ranking. A maiko, apprentice geisha, wears a red collar to symbolize she's in training, while an accomplished geisha will wear a white collar. This is where the phrase "turning the collar" comes from.
Besides the film producing, the actor choosing in this film is also great. The film was heavily criticized by Asian critics for having Chinese actress portraying the geishas. In reality, according to producer Lucy Fisher, the producers held an open day for audience for Japanese actress to audition for those roles. None turned up and they had to turn to other Asian actress for casting.
Yeah, I really predicate what Zhang Ziyi looks like.
Okay, and that's all for today's close-up.
Great! See you in the next program.
Wait, I will let you have what you said before.
Are you tired of a long day's work? Watch a movie, relax. What's fun in the dramatic world? Have a good time. This is Action Frames.
Minasan konnichiwa. Welcome to TikTok Talk. I'm your Tomotachi Kitty.
What the heck? Is there anything wrong with language center in your brain, Kitty? Your sentence doesn't make any sense to me.
Well, I am pretty sure Kitty's just trying to add more Japanese style.
Yeah, you got me, Regina. Actually, the sentence means hello, everyone, and Tomotachi stands for friend.
Whatever, I'm surprised.
And I am Regina.
The movie for this week is Memoirs of a Geisha, featuring Zhang Ziyi, Gong Li, and Watanabe Kane.
So American film telling Japanese story with Chinese actress.
Such a mixed crew, right? But I think the movie represented Orient culture successfully.
It surely did. The way it developed storylines very Hollywood, full of controversies and twists. But the atmosphere and music is very exotic for Westerns and quite familiar to us.
Not only the gentle music make the movie outstanding, the movie, Memoir of the Geisha, got nominated by many prizes in the Oscar Awards, mostly in technical awards. They lost to the movie Brokeback Mountain for the best original score, and the best sound editing and the best sound mixing were eventually given to the movie King Kong. What a fierce competition.
No kidding, the music in Brokeback Mountains and the soundtrack in King Kong was legends.
But the Memoirs of a Geisha was not an underdog in 78th Academy Award. I mean, just take a look at the awards it won. Best Cinematography, Best Art Direction, and Best Costume. The movie totally became a piece of art, just like Geisha.
Just like the line in the movie goes, she paints her face to hide her face. Her eyes are deep water. It's not for Geisha to want. It's not for Geisha to feel. Geisha is an artist of the world. She dances, she sings, she entertains you. Whatever you want, the rest is shadows. The rest is secret.
Like the geisha Zhang Ziyi played in the film, all the sorrow and pain was covered by the water in her eyes. You see her, but you can't see through her. The gentlest and moods of women are concretized by geisha.
Well, there might be something you didn't expect. Actually, geisha, the culture with more than 3,000 years, was originally consisted by men. It was not until the mid-18th century that women went into geisha business, which soon settled as tradition.
The stereotypes and misunderstandings of Orient culture arose after the film. Because the plot in this movie where Sally were asked to sell her virginity to the doctor, many people misjudged geisha, thinking they sell their skills as well as their bodies. In fact, geisha is as far different from prostitutes. Many of them come from upper-class families and are well-educated.
Well, I guess not every family can afford to raise the geisha.
Of course not. The school fee for teasing, dancing, and calligraphy can be extremely high. It seems Western worlds still have difficulty recognizing the true picture of Orient culture.
Yes, despite the huge success, the movie also received tons of critics, especially from Japanese. The Japanese story was represented by three Chinese actresses, which caused enormous dissatisfaction in Japan. But in another way, it really proved that Chinese actors are more internationally recognized and have bigger reputation.
No one can deny that. But what about the language and accent? Don't you think it's a little bit ridiculous that they're speaking English through the whole movie, and not just English, but English with Japanese accent?
Ha! I believe the director did this on purpose. Some other American films focused on the other country's stories also used English to replace their mother tongue, and usually mingled with short sentences in Germany, French, or Spanish.
Yes, it's not only a phenomenon, it's a sign, showing that the movie is for Western audience instead of people who live in these stories or experience this culture. I guess that is also one of the reasons why American people are so fond of the movie, at least more than we do. The movie promised to give them a fantasy-oriented world. It's an unreal dream filled with cherry blossom as mystery. The film is beautifully made, but lack of a true understanding of Orient culture. Instead, the ideas like cherish the moment tend to be more similar to Western values, and the interpretation to the Japanese culture seemed childish. Of course, just like many movies, Memoir of a Geisha can't perish the gap between different cultures.
Just like the movie starring Scarlett Johansson, Lost in Translation, many cultures can't pass through language barriers, and so they just lost in translation. Also, it's not fair to blame the movies for all this misunderstanding. The original work was strongly opposed in Japan, and the famous geisha, Iwasaki Mineko, the prototype of the Sayuri, even took the author and his publisher to the court. She said that they confounded geisha with prostitutes, which catered for Westerners' desire for something bizarre and insults all the geisha in Japan.
I wonder what of them didn't shoot so well in Japan. I've heard that most scenes were finished in California, except a few outside scenes were shot in Japan.
So, does this Iwasaki Mineko share the same experience as Sayuri?
Not exactly. In fact, she was born in a wealthy family. She's a descendant of the retainer of Japanese royal family. In her peak time of career, cities in Japan were all covered with her posts. Her customers include Queen Elizabeth, Prince Charles, and President Ford. Like we said before, they were high-class celebrities.
That's all for this week's TikTok Talk. Now let's greet our audience a goodbye in Japanese, shall we? It goes like this. Sayonara!
Oh, thank you so much, Kitty. I'd rather not show off and steal the show.
Bye, dear audience.
See you!
Are you tired of a lonely's work? Watch a movie, relax. What's fun in the dramatic world? Have a good time. This is Action Frames.
Good evening, dear audience. Welcome to the terminal station, Gramophone. If you were diving into the movie Memories of a Geisha when you were watching it, you must have realized that its soundtrack should be the last thing you neglect. As a Japanese movie filmed by American producers, its soundtrack undoubtedly deserves the honor of the Golden Globe Award of the Best Original Score, BAFTA Award for Best Film Music, and the Grammy Award of Best Score Soundtrack for Visual Media. As a classic paradigm for Western instruments expressing pro-Eastern emotions, John Williams, the composer and the conductor of his film score, skillfully unleashes the formidable talent of renowned soloist Yu Yuma and equally beloved violinist Isaac Parliament to flash our director Rob Marischal's celluloid rendering of the best-selling novel by author Golden, Memories of Geisha. Elegant and predictable, Williams sticks to the score, building grand western themes of traditional Japanese melodies with a heady mix of original instrumentation, shakuhachi and koto, and cinematic know-how. This is a composer at his most refined and nuanced, providing a textbook example of professional composition that travels in this subject matter without ever intruding. Clip 1. The Chairman's Waltz. The melody of the Chairman's Waltz rings for the first time when the little girl Choya encounters the optimum person in her life, the chairman. She is in life's lowest career, despair with no relatives or friends to turn to but endless work and great debt alone. Her future is definitely covered with dense gloom the moment the chairman casts the caring eyes on her and gives her strawberry smoothies. A bond between a middle-aged man and an innocent little girl establishes unconscious when their sides converge. It's also like a gleam of light disrupting the total darkness of a little girl's life and becomes her backbone when she confronts with difficulties in her later life. Violins plays the lead in this music, along with other string instruments including cello and bass, flawlessly displaying the fluctuating functions of Chiyo and her unobtainable dream of love. The outside strains mix hard praise, the brittle tones, sobbing out the grudge of Chiyo and the way God treats her, while the inside string wins out all the resentment she harbors. The explicit fiddle sound representing the little girl's admiration for man adds a spice to the music and stands it out as well. But is it the bright color in the gloom in a gloom predominant work to make it less depressing, or as a foil and irony to her miserable fate. This music also an Odin vision. Take Me Hand, which is better known, electric elements are added to the audio version, equipped it with an exotic temperament. Clip 2, Becoming a Geisha. The second piece of music I would like to share is a score called Becoming a Geisha. It rises when Chao starts learning skills to be a geisha, transforming a gloomy little girl to a luminous geisha. Subdued violin and cello ensemble to lead the way at the beginning. Thrill adds up and reach the climax with a string of rapid drums beats set the whole learning process in a tense atmosphere. The flute also helps to build the oriental sentiment during Chao's conversion. When the music stops, Chao has been prepared for the doctor on stage. Thickly covered with exquisite makeup, which also covers her bitter history. That's all for today's gramophone, and see you next time.
Cast for today: producer Su Linghan, Helen; anchor
艾丽菲热 Alfira;
廖安然 Charlotte;
罗韵佳 Rebecca;
王金喜 Surprise;
journalist
陈远豪 Desmond;
潘玉叶 Irene;
侯一夫 Jacob；
李倩华 Kitty，
刘天姿 Regina，
周慧玲 Sibyl，
纪小雨 Tiger。
更多节目，下载荔枝 FM 收听。